by midnight, we can cancel it.
All right. Now, let me ask you this so that we'll get into some of this same chatter we got in on Churchill.
Right.
How does the British delegation, how do they rank with you? How would you rank with them?
I think that, well, Lord Louis Mountbatten was present for Nehru's funeral, as was I. They did have the British Prime Minister, Alec Hume, there for the Nehru funeral. And he, of course, outranked me. They have the Deputy Prime Minister this time. Wilson is down in Lagos, now Nigeria, you know, and this is why that question doesn't come up. Now, Kosygin is Prime Minister. He would be senior to me. It would be a little more on the level with him for the Vice President to go. The fact that I went to, that I represented at the Nehru funeral would keep us in balance, but certainly there would be nothing inappropriate at all for the Vice President to go. I'd be surprised if there were much press flack about rank, though. I'm a little prejudiced on this because I think the Secretary of State is a person of considerable rank. You've got the opening of Congress and things of that sort, and it's a matter of judgment. I just have no way of anticipating.
What do you think about the Asian mind? Are they going to think that they are downgraded at all if the Vice President doesn't come, if the President, the first rank and the second rate, doesn't come? I wouldn't think so. I'd think it's just the contrary. But
well, the fact that I was our representative at the Nehru funeral, I should think would take care of that. As far as the Indian reaction was concerned. But I just don't know whether you feel this build-up here at home in any way suggests that people will inquire why the Vice President didn't go.
Well, they will, because all the here people will play, but I'm not going to react to that, don't care. But here are two notes that I've gotten, one at 6:40 and one at 8 o'clock, just show you the reactions here.
Right.
6:40, Mr. President, as far out as it seems at first, when you think about it, there are very strong reasons why you should go to Shastu's funeral first. Nothing could recoup quicker in the mind of the Asian any of the standing loss and the postponement of the visits last spring. Second, what more could be done to illustrate the deep desire you feel for peace in the world than by going to the funeral of a devoted peacemaker like Shastri? Third, it would give you an opportunity to see Kosygin in person, even if nothing at all came of it, and we should lead no one to believe that anything would come of it. The symbol is quite dramatic. Fourth, it would reinforce your own peace offensive. Fifth, it would buy more time in terms of the peace offensive. It would keep the opponents of our policy quite a while longer, at least until the fellow leaves Hanoi. I turned that down and said, no, that's Bill Moyer's suggestion. And here's one at 8 o'clock while I was in the dental chair. Mr. President, I've been thinking about this problem ever since I wrote you the last note. If you are unable to go to Shastri's funeral, which I hope you will consider, I think it's extremely important to send the second ranking official. I recognize the great problem of Humphrey's going in terms that we discussed, but far more is at stake than Humphrey's uncontrollable tongue. Our whole relations with the Third World, the majority of the world that is both colored and poor, are at stake. Not to send the second American official, no matter what explanation you later give, will be taken as a slight. No matter what the reason, the Secretary of State, in the eyes of the world, does not outrank the Vice President of the United States.
Well, that's true. That part of it is true.
It's one time that a larger interest has to prevail, and we have to take into account more fundamental issues than the dastardly difficulties the Vice President always presents by talking too much and talking too often. You and I both know why the Secretary of State is much better equipped to deal with this situation. But that is an argument that will be lost, even if we could make it, to the billions of people to whom the spirit is more important than the law. In summary, I would think this would be a serious mistake not to send Humphrey. As you know, I'm still very much in favor of your going, because I think for all the grand meaning of involved in such a trip, very seldom, I think, does fate present us with an opportunity in which the symbol is more important than the fact. This is one of those moments. If you cannot go, I believe it extremely important to send the vice president. If his name were Joe Shimoa instead of Hubert Humphrey, I would make the same recommendation. I fervently feel it is in the best interest of you. Now think about that. I've got a fellow on the line. I'll be back in just 1 second.
All right, fine.